The Omer acts as a matir, a ritual that permits one to derive benefit, pleasure, from the crop that has sprung forth. It is a reminder to see this sustenance as a source of benevolent blessing. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 113, Agnon's Blessing and the New Grain. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
When Shmuel Yosef Agnon, or Shai Agnon, became the first Israeli to win the Nobel Prize, awarded it for literature, he went out of his way in his address in Sweden to educate all assembled about Rabbinic Judaism's emphasis on blessings, brachot, reacting to and sanctifying a number of experiences by giving gratitude to God. Agnon said, quote, "Our sages of blessed memory have said that we must not enjoy any pleasure in this world without reciting a blessing. If we eat any food or drink any beverage, we must recite a blessing over them before and after. If we breathe the scent of goodly grass, the fragrance of spices, the aroma of good fruits, we pronounce a blessing over the pleasure. The same applies to the pleasures of sight. When we see the sun in the great cycle of the zodiac in the month of Nisan, or the trees first bursting into blossom in the spring, or any fine, sturdy, and beautiful trees, we pronounce a blessing. And the same applies to the pleasures of the ear. Through you, dear sirs, one of the blessings concerned with hearing has come my way. It happened when the Swedish charge d'affaires came and brought me the news that the Swedish Academy had bestowed the Nobel Prize upon me. Then I recited in full the blessing that is enjoined upon one who hears good tidings for himself or others. Blessed be he that is good and doeth good. Good, in that the good God put it into the hearts of the sages of the illustrious Academy to bestow that great and esteemed prize upon an author who writes in the sacred tongue, that doeth good, in that he favored me by causing them to choose me. And now that I have come so far, I will recite one blessing more, as enjoined upon him who beholds a monarch. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast given of thy glory to a king of flesh and blood. Over you two distinguished sages of the Academy, I say the prescribed blessing. Blessed be he that has given of his wisdom to flesh and blood." End quote. To pronounce a blessing, a concept and an obligation so elemental to observant Jewish life, is to see so many aspects of life as the blessings that they are. This is especially true when it comes to the blessings over food and drink, as well as sweet-smelling spices. When the Talmud raises the question of what exactly is the source for the norm demanding the recital of myriad blessings, it ultimately concludes, Svarahu, it is intuitively obvious, Asur lehanot min ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha. It is forbidden to have pleasure from this world without blessing God first. As Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik put it, brachot, when applied to worldly pleasures, act as what is called a matir, permitting us to experience the enjoyment of, say, food or drink. For without giving gratitude, without thereby sanctifying the experience, we are, in a certain sense, engaging in an act of unpermitted enjoyment of the Almighty's earth. And while most of these brachot, most of these blessings, are rabbinic in origin, the ethos they embody lies at the very heart of biblically orchestrated Jewish observance. And that is also the case when it comes to our mitzvah for the day. We discussed in our previous episode the ritual of the Omer, an offering of barley brought on the second day of the Festival of Freedom. To this, the Torah joins an injunction that until the day of the Omer, Israelites are forbidden from partaking in the new grain. In the Hebrew of Leviticus, V'lechem v'kali v'charmel lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad aviyachem et korban elokichem. Roughly translated, and bread and grain you shall not eat until the essence of that day, until you bring the korban, the offering of your God. This means, as interpreted by the Talmud, that until the Omer is offered, or, in an age where there is no offering, until the conclusion of that day, the new crop of certain species of grain are forbidden. Thus is the spring ritual of giving gratitude to God for the ripening of the crop, which lies at the essence of the Omer, linked to the enjoyment of grain. The Omer acts as a matir, a ritual that permits one to derive benefit, pleasure, from the crop that has sprung forth. It is a reminder to see this sustenance as a source of benevolent blessing. and only when Israelites offer the Almighty an expression of adulation and gratitude, a recognition that this comes from God's grace, only then, as with blessings, do they partake in this food. It's worth noting, as we mentioned yesterday, that the Omer is made up of barley, which in biblical and Talmudic times was not a celebrated food. The rabbis referred to it as animal feed, ma'achal behema. Nevertheless, the offering of barley is a reminder to see even it as the blessing that it is. And we are to again recall that in the book of Ruth, following a famine, those in danger of going hungry sustain themselves from the barley harvest, with Ruth being given barley by Boaz in an act through which the Davidic dynasty was born. This was not the age of mushroom barley soup or even of barley-based chulent, Sabbath stew. It did not lie at the heart of many a biblical menu, but it was nevertheless a source of life-giving blessing, and the Omer reminds us to recognize all new grain as such. Agnon was not the first prominent Israeli to place the concept of blessing at the heart of his rhetoric. When Menachem Begin addressed listeners on the Irgun radio following the Declaration of Independence of the State of Israel, he began by linking Jewish tradition and the act of bracha to what had occurred. He said, and here I'm utilizing the translation, which was published on the website of Bauman Rare Books when it was selling a copy of the Hebrew original of Begin's address. Begin said, "Citizens of the Hebrew homeland, soldiers of Israel, Hebrew youth, sisters and brothers in Zion, after many years of underground warfare, years of persecution and moral and physical suffering, the rebels against the oppressors stand before you with a blessing of thanks on their lips and a prayer in their hearts. The blessing is the age-old blessing with which our fathers and our forefathers have always greeted holy days. It was with this blessing that they used to taste any fruit for the first time in the season. Today is truly a holiday, a holy day, and a new fruit is visible before our very eyes. The Hebrew revolt of 1944 to 1948 has been blessed with success, the first Hebrew revolt since the Hasmonean insurrection that has ended in victory." End quote. Begin thus references the tradition of saying a blessing on a new fruit and describes the newborn state as the ultimate fruit. And then he further added, later in the speech, the actual words of the bracha: "Blessed is he who has sustained us and enabled us to have reached this time." We too, as we approach the Festival of Freedom, are asked to focus on the blessings of our lives that God has granted us. This is Meir Soloveitchik wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. Looking forward to learning together next week. Signing off.